Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together to complete that honey-do list, featuring answers to your questions and head-to-head tool challenges. Let's get started with the show with the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, this is show number 4 of the Handy Guys, and you can find us at www.handyguyspodcast.com. If you want to contact us about a show or comment on one of our posts, or perhaps ask a question about some project you have going around the house, you can contact us at...
with our contact form at handyguyspodcast.com, or you can give us a call, area code 615-676-0877, or you can email us at handyguyspodcast.com.
That's right. Us, right? Us at handyguyspodcast.com. How simple is that? So send us your emails. We'd love to hear from you. Now, today we are going to talk about two big issues in home improvement. Why are they big issues? Well, that's what we discovered when we went to the home show last week. We found out that two of the big issues are A, having a house that's green, and B, having a house that's organized.
That's right.
And so when I was researching a little bit about a green home, I found a product, and it wasn't a product I found at the home show, but it's a brand new product that is being advertised now, and there's a website posted for it. It's a product called the Green Switch. And this is a switch that it's a new energy saving product.
Hang on a second, Paul. I don't think it's going to match my decor.
What? The green switch?
I don't want green switches.
It's not a green switch. I think it'll match your decor. I think it's a beige or white switch, depending on which one they sell. But this is a new energy-saving product that hit the U.S. residential market this past month, providing homeowners with the ability to effortlessly and expediently turn off all the electronics that are not being used. Those would be the non-essential electronics throughout the home. So what it is, it's a switch that you can easily configure to connect to, say, all non-essential lights, perhaps switches where you have things that are like chargers connected to, perhaps switches to other outlets or electronics, where you can have a single switch that turns them all off at once. And so you can save power.
You know, I need something like that for my basement because the kids are always leaving the lights on in the basement. And unfortunately, I don't have switches at the top of my stairs, dummy me, when I finished my basement, to turn all the lights off in the downstairs. Something like that would be useful for that, for me. But right. You're saying you could put it maybe in your bedroom or by your front door
right.
as you're leaving, and then turn off all the lights in your house with one switch.
Right. So it uses a wireless technology. So what you have to do is when you buy this product, you get some wall switches and some outlets along with the master switch. And so you put them in those key areas where you'd have some electronics where you want to be able to shut them off easily, or some lights that are light switches. And it communicates wirelessly to those devices. So the nice thing about it is, you know, if you're leaving the home, you could hit the switch. It turns off all those unnecessary electronic devices. But the nice thing is, let's say you go back into the house and you realize you'd already hit the master switch, but you need to turn on a specific light because you're looking for your keys, you can still do that. So you can override the master switch at any individual location.
That's pretty handy because you don't want to have to, you know, fumble your way through the dark back to wherever that master switch is.
Right. And then the other interesting thing is that you can, some of the switches that they provide for you are split switches so that you can have, say, a clock radio on the bottom part of
the
an outlet.
Switch receptacle.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the outlet, not the switches. You can have a clock radio on the bottom half, and that is not switched by the master switch, whereas the light that's connected to the top half is.
Yep.
And the other neat thing is they provide a thermostat so that you can actually configure your thermostat so when you hit the master switch, it automatically sets it at your away mode, which may mean at a lower temperature.
That's right. So that's handy because, you know, how often when we're leaving the house do we forget to turn the thermostat back if we're going to be gone for the day?
Now, you can get this product. You can find out about it at www.greenswitch.tv. That's www.greenswitch.tv. And they package this with one master switch, one thermostat, 4 slave wall switches, and 4 outlets. So you get that all in one package for a low price, a single payment of $1,125.
It sounds a little steep to me. I wonder what the payback would be, what the return on investment would be. I'm not sure.
Maybe if you had a bunch of, you know, hydraul pneumatic compressors connected to all your outlets at once.
That's right.
Over the course of maybe 5 years, actually probably less, maybe a couple months, it'll pay for that. Well, but you're right. So it's not a cheap product, but it's a new product, and my guess is that the price will come down.
Yeah, I was looking at something similar. I mentioned, you know, turning the lights off in my basement from the top of the stairs instead of going down the stairs. And Leviton, they make, you know, switches and receptacles, outlets, all that kind of stuff. They have a line of switches and outlets called Vizia RF. So this may be based on the same technology. I don't know the inner workings of the product you just mentioned, but you can actually build a very similar system using this Vizia RF technology.
So you can check that out on the web or check out the green switch technology. Either way, it's a new product. My guess is that more people are going to come out with products like it. But I would think in your situation, couldn't you just rewire your light switches there?
I can rewire my light switches, yes. And that may be the way I go. But one thing that the Vizia RF does that I thought was really, really neat was since I sort of eventually doing a home theater down the basement, the RF technology, the Vizia RF, can also be controlled with a remote control that can also be a universal remote control for your TV and your stereo, home theater system and all of that.
Nice.
So you can have one button that says movie.
Right.
And it dims the lights and it you know, sets the right inputs on your receiver and on your TV and gets ready to play a DVD.
So it seems like a lot of these home products that are using wireless technology, we've seen a lot of them. We've seen the security product we talked about last week, the Ingrid system, and we're looking at this green switch, and then the tech tool you're talking about, controlling your home entertainment center. You know, we have a lot of this home automation type products that what I hope to see as we move into the future is some better integration of these different
products. That's right, a convergence of those technologies. So they all just work together. Right now, I think you need to be standardized on one of these technologies.
One thing I liked about the Ingrid systems that we looked at is that I see that coming. They're announcing new products in the near future where, in addition to the security system, you're going to get a product that's going to check to see if you have a water overflow, and hopefully you get a product to sense smoke. And then in the future, I hope to see them with products that'll turn your lights on and that kind of thing. And it sounds like the way it's engineered that's coming rather soon. So, okay, that was one big topic, being green, and you can decide for yourself if you can afford to be green and get yourself a green switch. But the other obvious, the big topic of the day is home organization. Now, it seems to me that in our day and age, that we are very eager to organize our home. And the obvious example of that is that we're now seeing companies come in and organize your garage to the extent where you could actually, you know, eat a nice meal out there. You know, you have some nice cabinets, you could probably put your dishes out there, you know, and maybe even eat right off the floor, because some of these garages we're looking at and garage flooring systems are so nice. Why not just eat right on the floor, have a picnic in your garage?
I don't know. I think just having a nice garage floor so you can sweep up the sawdust a little easier.
So what's the difference, you think, Brian? I mean, our parents' generation, you know, they use the garage. That's where you store your junk and your basement, and they didn't have these home storage units that people have, but they just used their garage and the basement and the attic. They didn't need all these, you know, expensive home organizational systems.
No, and if you did have something, it was some old boards salvaged from wherever and some shelves built under the stairs in the basement or whatever.
Well, we live in a different age, I guess, because, you know, I think it's caught on a little bit with my wife, because that is one of my items on my honey-do list is to organize our master bedroom. We have a bedroom that is roughly 12 feet by 5 foot. It's
rectangular. That's your closet, not your bedroom.
What did I say?
You said your bedroom.
Bedroom closet. Master bedroom?
Your master bedroom closet.
Oh, okay. Well, my master bedroom is organized, but I need to organize my master bedroom closet. And it's about 12 feet by 5 feet. And I've started to do some research. And I'm going to need some help from our listeners. I'm going to need some folks to email me and call on our hotline, give me some recommendations, because I want to know what the best choices are. not necessarily what the best company is, because you're going to find lots of companies that are willing to come in and provide shelving for your master bedroom closet. But I'm more interested about what direction I should go. Let me talk about it. Because I know in my parents' day, you know, you could just get a nice hanger bar, put it across, maybe a shelf across the top, and you are set for your master bedroom closet. But right now, all we have is a wire shelf to hang clothes, and that's it. And also, we have the shelf above the on the shelf itself where we can put things. But we'd like to have some multi-level, you know, hanger bars, maybe some pull-out drawers, maybe some a place to put dirty laundry, that you know, shelves for shoes, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
upscale.
Unlike what we have the wire shelf that has the place you can put hangers on it, and on the floor is all the junk, and then on top of the shelf is junk, and it's pretty cramped.
Right. So what I'm looking at, I have three basic choices here. We could bring in a company that is willing to do all the shelving, and obviously, we talked about this before, you can get some really nice packages and they help you design it if you need it. You can go online, you can Google custom shelves, and there's a lot of tools out there to create your dream master bedroom closet. And so you can pay, I've been quoted here, about $2,500 or so to get simple cabinetry. And so what I'm talking about there is that white laminate board or melamine. It's called very simple, basic. Not any fancy moldings, not any fancy raised panel doors or anything like that, but simple drawers, simple cabinets, and it's going to cost me over $2,000 probably. What do you think of that?
It sounds pretty steep to get organized. I think you've got enough woodworking skills. Maybe you could build those cabinets yourself.
Yeah, that's possible, but I may consider that, but to do that kind of work is going to take quite a bit of time. And, you know, this honey-do list is getting pretty long, so.
I know, we're wasting too much time doing these podcasts, I guess, right. As our wives would say.
Right, so we could do the white melamine and for a couple thousand, or we could go something, maybe I should take it up a notch and get some cherry cabinets or some oak cabinets or some maple cabinets.
Well, you can get some pre-finished plywood and build your own that way.
That's true. You keep going back to doing it myself. I guess this is a show about doing it yourself, but sometimes, you know, maybe it's better to outsource it. Well, I decided that both of those options are pretty pricey. And my concern is that, you know, if you get the melamine in the closet, it gets beat up over time. And so you think about resale value. Am I really adding value to my home to put nice cabinets in my closet, or in this case, cheap cabinets in my closet? I'm not real sure about that. Now, I suppose if we spend a lot of money and put really nice cabinets in, we might add some value, but we're going to pay a lot of money to do it, and I don't know if we're really going to get our money back.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd get your money back out of that. I think, I think for what you want to do, you put something in that's going to meet your needs, it's going to look nice, you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to make your honey happy.
Right. So now what I'm considering is going with the other option, which is the wire shelving option, which we already have, but we only have one tier. We don't have any shelves, vertical shelves. We don't have anywhere to put laundry. We don't have shelves for shoes. And so we're looking at, you know, one of the companies that makes the wire shelving, which you'll find at some of the big box stores, is Closet Made. And they make a lot of different shelving. They make some cabinets as well, but I wasn't real impressed with their cabinets. But they do have a lot of options with their wire shelving, and you can get really creative with it and come up with something that is just, in my opinion, as functional as some of the expensive cabinetries.
Yeah, I've never seen their cabinets, but I have their wire shelving in a couple of different closets in different places in my house, the pantry and so forth and so on. It does what it's supposed to do.
Right. They do have some options for cabinets. I don't know if it's Closet Made or one of the other vendors that you'll find at the big box stores. What's interesting is the pictures, when you look at the pictures in their catalogs, the cabinets look much bigger the way they're photographed than when you see them in person. It's amazing. You see that they're much smaller, and you know the drawer pulls and the tracks, the extensions, they're just not real durable. They don't appear to be, at least to me. Right. So I'd be concerned about paying more for something that may fall apart, whereas the wire shelving is probably as durable as any of the options.
Right. I don't. Why do you need, or why are you thinking cabinets anyway? Do you have stuff you want to hide behind those cabinets, if you will, close the doors?
Well, you know, perhaps all of my rifles and handguns I want to hide now. No, there isn't. And I agree. I wonder, it just seems like that's too much. I don't live in a real high-scale neighborhood or high-scale house, so I don't really need all those expenses. I'd rather put nice cabinets, if I'm ever going to, in the kitchen instead of in my closet that nobody sees.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. Drawers, on the other hand, I can see that. On the other hand, you can also just go buy a dresser, and right. Your closet's big enough. You might just be able to get a dresser in there to give you the drawer storage
exactly.
that you want.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm asking the listeners here, if you could give me some help, what is your recommendation? Should I go with the wire shelving, or should I look at one of the closet organizational contractors to come in? Now, there's one other issue that you need to be aware of. If you're considering redoing your closet, if you already have some wire shelving in there, you got to pull it all out in order to redesign it. You got to get all your clothes, all your junk out of your closet. But what happens when you pull all that wire closing out?
You've got a mess, because how was it installed to begin with? Did they use some kind of hollow wall anchor? Did they attach right to the studs? Did they use nails right into the studs, screws right into the studs, molly bolts, toggle bolts? And what's going to be left when you pull that stuff out? You may be in a position where you can't even get the old hardware completely off.
Right. So you have to look at that. And, you know, if you're going to put in cabinets, wood cabinets, more than likely you won't have a lot of work to do. You can just put the cabinets in. It's going to cover up all the holes. But if you're going to redesign your closet with wire shelving, you need to consider the fact that a lot of those holes that you're going to have in the wall when you pull out the old stuff are going to be visible. So you really need to probably consider filling holes. Some of the hardware, like you said, might be hard to get out. You may have to pound some of those anchors into the wall and just fill over them. And then probably want to paint before you start putting in the new shelving.
Yeah, might as well give it a fresh coat of paint. And, you know, if your carpets need replaced, might as well do that at the same time. And, you know, now the list is getting longer and longer and things are getting more and more expensive.
Right.
It's the, what do they call that?
The domino effect of home improvement, right?
That's right. They call it in technology scope creep,
right? So I just hope I don't find any like rotted boards or termites in there or anything like that.
I don't think you will in your house, Paul. But
right. Well, that's all we have for now. So send in your emails. Let me know what I should do, and we'll let you know where this wire shelving or solid wood shelving project goes for the master bedroom closet.
I'll give you my feedback on what you should do right now.
What's that?
Instead of submitting a comment on the website, you should do whatever your wife wants you to do.
Oh, that's probably a good point. But I think, you know, I'm fortunate. I think she just wants to make sure it's organized, and then we'll work from there. So, you know, we don't have a money tree, so we'll do our best.
All right.
All right, well, that's it for show number 4.
We're the Handy Guys, Brian and Paul.
See you next week.
All right.